role at home, seen by many as sexist. Although the final results aren't officially out yet, our Ireland correspondent Stephen Murphy says they're a huge embarrassment for Leo Varadkar's administration.
They simply did not communicate any tangible benefits to a yes vote clearly enough. The language with which they wanted to replace the outdated language was wishy-washy, it was vague, it was criticised by carers, it was criticised by lawyers, and it just did not win over the electorate.
The Defence Secretary says a British warship has shot down two Houthi attack drones. The Yemen-based Iranian-backed militants have targeted commercial shipping in the Red Sea in recent months. Thousands of people have marched in London demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. It's the first major pro-Palestinian demo since Rishi Sunak warned extreme forces were trying to tear us apart. IVF campaigners say the suspension of a clinic's licence will be heartbreaking for existing patients and those on the waiting list. Homerton Fertility Centre in East London says it's made changes following concerns about the number of lost embryos. In sport, England are taking on defending champions Ireland in Rugby Union's Six Nations. Live now to Chris Cave at Twickenham.
England 5, Ireland 3. Ollie Lawrence crossing the try line after some sensational quick passing play in England's first attack of the match, which saw them recover from an early Jack Crowley penalty. It's been a pulsating first 15 at Twickenham, with the visitors able to wrap up the title if they secure a bonus point victory. The home crowd are bang up for this one, though, and they've enjoyed what they've seen so far. England 5, Ireland 3.
Scotland suffered a shock 31-29 defeat to Italy in Rome. Sheffield United are on course to climb off the bottom of the Premier League as they're drawing 2-2 in the closing stages at Bournemouth. Arsenal can go top of the table with victory over Brentford tonight. Neil Warnock stepped down as Aberdeen interim manager after guiding them to Scottish Cup semi-finals. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Essex Sport. Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our free.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Temperatures currently around 10 degrees Celsius in our area. This evening it will become cloudy with some patchy light rain developing. The rain will become more likely overnight and maybe heavier times. It's going to be another breezy night. Sunday it will start wet with spells of rain continuing in the area, turning heavy at times. The rain will ease in the afternoon, but it will continue to be an overcast day tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm going to go through the results league by league, because I think most full-time scores have now come through to us. In the Premier League, there was a late equaliser for Luton Town at Crystal Palace. Cordy Woodrow scored in the 6 minute of injury time to give the Hatters a vital point after Palace led for most of that through Mateta, who scored in the 11th minute. And Sheffield United, rock bottom of the table at the moment. They had to, they were at bottom, they're now 19th, actually. They've got above Burnley, at least for now. They had to settle for a point at Bournemouth after leading 2-0. Manchester United beat Everton, of course, in lunchtime kickoff, and it finished Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Fulham 1. A late goal for Alex Iwobi, who's got in the 98th minute for Fulham, but it wasn't enough. And Gary O'Neill's Wolves claimed all 3 points. Of course, the game of the weekend in the Premier League is tomorrow at Anfield. We have Liverpool taking on Manchester City. Liverpool currently top 1 point ahead of Pep Guardiola's men. But Arsenal could, for the time being anyway, overtake both of them if they can beat London rivals Brentford at the Emirates Stadium tonight. That one kicks off at 5:30. We'll keep tabs on that. And also, just to remind you, in the National League, it's Southend United versus Dagenham and Redbridge, beginning at 5:30 as well. As it stands, Arsenal are third, and Aston Villa fourth, Tottenham fifth, and Manchester United sixth. Sheffield United climbing off the bottom, that puts them 1 point ahead of Burnley, who travel to West Ham United tomorrow. And Luton Town just above them, still in the drop zone, despite that draw at Crystal Palace. Nottingham Forest, who are currently 3 points above them, travel to Brighton and Hove Albion tomorrow. Aston Villa take on Tottenham in the other Premier League match tomorrow as well. Also, the other two Scottish Cups quarterfinals take place tomorrow. Celtic versus Livingston and Hibernian versus Rangers. Huddersfield Town versus West Bromwich Albion and Swansea City against Bristol City. It's games tomorrow in the Championship. In the Women's FA Cup, meanwhile, Leicester City, as I mentioned at the top of the show, they already threw a beat to Liverpool Women 2-0 away this afternoon. There's one tie tonight, kicking off very soon at 5:15, Brighton and Hove Albion versus Manchester United. And the other ties take place tomorrow there between Crystal Palace and Sheffield United, and also Charlton Athletic Women versus Reading Women. No, I've looked at the wrong ones. They're in the Women's Championship. Yeah, the FA Cup quarterfinals between Everton and Chelsea and Tottenham and Manchester City. I think I've had one of those shows this week, frankly. Anyway, looking at the EFL Championship next, and Leicester City remain at top despite being held to a 2-2 draw at Hull City this afternoon. And Leeds United, they are back in in second place after Ipswich Town failed to win at Cardiff City. They lost 2-1 thanks to two late Cardiff goals. Leeds United beat relegation threatened Sheffield Wednesday last night. 2-0 was the final score at Hillsborough, so Leeds back in second place. Southampton, 5 points behind the Tractor Boys in fourth place. They beat Sunderland after they beat Sunderland 4-2 this afternoon. West Bromwich Albion didn't play today, fifth, and Norwich have sneaked into the playoff spot in sixth place after they beat the bottom club Rotherham United by 5-0 this afternoon. Hull dropped to seventh. Rotherham at the other end of the table were currently 20 points from safety, and it's only a matter of time before their relegation is confirmed, sadly, for them. Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield, the other sides, are currently in the bottom three. So next we're going to take a look at the Sky Bet League One, where Portsmouth remain top of the table, 5 points clear. They were held, though, to a goalless draw at Blackpool this afternoon. Derby County in second place after they won quite convincingly 3-0 winners of Bristol Rovers this afternoon. Bolton Wanderers are third, despite being held to a 2-2 draw at Exeter this afternoon. Barnsley had a miserable afternoon, absolutely thrashed 5-1 by Lincoln City, but are still in fifth place. Stevenage drew 0-0 at home to Fleetwood Town. They remain in sixth place, though. Carlisle, Port Vale, Fleetwood and Cheltenham, three of those four lost this afternoon, and they are the current bottom four. Scrap Bet League 2. Oh, I forgot to mention Leighton Orient. Sorry, the O's, who lost 1-0 at Wigan this afternoon. They are in 10th place after that result. Scrap Bet League 2. Meanwhile, Mansfield top, 3 points clear of Stockport County after the Stags beat Swindon 3-2 this afternoon. Stockport nicks a late 1-0 win against Newport County, though. Wrexham just behind them in third on goal difference after they won 3-1 at Morecambe. MK Dons, who won, Crewe, who lost, Barrow, who beat Colchester United by 2-0 this afternoon, and Gillingham, who drew 1-1 with Tranmere Rovers. They are the sides in the playoff spots. Sutton United ended up drawing with Grimsby Town. Massive win for Forest Green, who are now only 2 points behind Colchester after the Ewes lost. And Forest Green beat Walsall by 2-0, and they are 3 points ahead of Sutton United. The National League results this afternoon were as follows. A 2-0 win for Aldershot Town against Oldham. Altrincham 0, Woking 1. Chesterfield leaders 4, beat AFC Fylde 4-1. Halifax beat Warwood 2-1. It was goalless between Phil Brown's Kidderminster Harriers and York City. Finished Maidenhead United 4, Dorking Wanderers 2. Oxford City picked up a point with a 2-0 win at Rochdale, but they remained bottom of the table. And at 5:30 at Roots Hall, Southend United versus Dagenham and Redbridge, who have made the short journey down to Roots Hall from down the A13. I'll keep an eye on that during the final half hour of the show. So Chesterfield 20 points clear at the top after their win. Barnet and Bromley, who were both involved in the FA Trophy this afternoon, and Solihull Moors, who also were there, second, third and fourth. Aldershot, Oldham and Gateshead are fifth, sixth and seventh. I'll take a look at those trophy quarterfinals in a moment. Gateshead were involved in those two. Dagenham and Redbridge, 14th, ahead of the evening kickoff. Southend currently in 11th. Oxford City bring it on the rear. Kidderminster Harriers are back in the drop zone as well, just above them. And York City and Dorking Wanderers, the other sides, currently in the relegation zone. So, in those FA Trophy quarterfinals, Bromley are through to the semis. They beat Barnet's fellow National League High Flyers by 2-0. Gateshead are through as well, although Peterborough Sports, their visitors from the National League North, staged a decent comeback against them. But the Heed held on and won at 3-2. Macclesfield are through as well. They beat Colville Town 3-0. And Wealdstone won. Solihull Moors 1 was the final score in the other quarterfinal. Solihull won the penalty shootout by 4 penalties to 3. So the Midlanders go through to the semi-finals as well. On to the National League South, and defeat for Aveley this afternoon, losing 2-0 at home to Weymouth. Braintree had to settle for a point against Loudoun. Chelmsford City play tonight against Truro City at Gloucester City. Don't ask. One is at 7:30. The Clarets currently in second place, 12 points behind the leaders. Joville, who lost this afternoon, by the way. They were beaten 1-0 at home by Rod Stringer's Welling United. Rod doing a pretty decent job down at Welling so far. He's got them out of the relegation zone as it stands. Worthing, Hampton, Richmond, Braintree, St Albans and Bath are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Dover Athletics do bring up the rear with Havant, Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Taunton Town, the sides just above them. I will take a look at the Isthmian Premier League in a while. We're going to be hearing from Andy all about Billy Ricky's Towns match at Hastings United. We'll have a listen to that first. Come and score at Twickenham is England 8, Ireland 6. There has been a try review, I understand, and Ollie Lawrence may have got a second try, so we'll keep tabs on what is going on there, as we will in the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, where Oliver Bearman, Essex's Oliver Bearman, age 18, has become the youngest Brit to race in F1, but at the moment it's Red Bull's Max Verstappen who is leading the field from his teammate Sergio Perez. Bearman is currently 11th in the early stages, and currently Charles Leclerc from Ferrari, Bearman's fellow Ferrari driver, Oscar Piastri from McLaren, and Fernando Alonso from Aston Martin are in 3rd, 4th and 5th places. And it looks like the Aston Martin has crashed into the barrier, I think that was Lance Stroll. I'll keep tabs on that for you. Just going to take a short break.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
And no doubt on Thursday, Darren and his guests, he always has a sterling lineup of guests on that show, will be reacting to England's Test series. It's the final test been taking place in India, and it's turned out pretty abysmal for them. On day three of five, India won by an innings of 64 runs. That was day three of five of the third test. It only went up to day three, so that test series is now over, and India won the series 4-1. England's tour ending in pretty woeful fashion. And that margin would have been even larger if Joe Root hadn't managed to score 84 runs. So, yeah, listen to 98 Not Out this coming Thursday. And Darren, no doubt, will have plenty of reaction to that. Just getting back to the Grand Prix, yes, it was Lance Stroll of Aston Martin who crashed into the barrier, but he got great straight on the radio to say that thankfully he was okay. This was on lap 7, it's a 50-lap race, and Stroll is out of the car, and he has walked to the side of the trap. The Canadian driver clipped the wall, and it sent him smack into the barriers. So we will keep an eye on what is going on there. As I say, Max Verstappen of Red Bull currently in the lead just ahead of his teammate Sergio Perez. Should be hearing from Andy very soon all about Bidwicky's match at Hastings United. And and in the meantime, let's have some more racing results. Last race of the afternoon at Sandown was the 4:40, and that was won by number 3 Jetplane, priced at 22-1. First, second was number 2 Can You Cool, priced at 11-1, and third was number 7 Hudson De Gougy, priced at 6-1. There were a total of 8 runners in that race. Great disappointment for number 4 Es Perfecto, the 6-5 favourite, who actually came last. The 4:53 at Ayr, last race of the afternoon in that meeting. First was number 3 Kingston James, priced at 4-1. Second, number 7 Step Out, priced at 9-2. And third was number 5 Saverson Bow, priced at 10-1. Total of 8 runners in that race. Disappointment for number 9 Yakaleo, the 6-5 favourite, who only managed to finish 6th. And finally, for now, the 5 o'clock race at Wolverhampton. First was number 8 Ferris, priced at 100-30. Second was number 7 Nebworth, priced at 13-2, and third was number 1 Bosch, priced at 7-1. 12 runners in that race. Number 3 Badamero was the 3-1 favourite, but only managed to finish in 4th place. I've got my musical feature, the post-match warm down, coming up around about 5:30, where I'm going to take a breather after the afternoon's excitement and play 3 tunes in a row. But before all of that, we are going to hear from Andy Gardner from Bidwicky Town's match at Hastings United. Here's his full-time report.
It has finished here at Pilot Field. Hastings United 1, Bidwicky Town 1. And 2 points drop really for Town on the road here in Sussex. They had the game won really. They were in control in the second half, but elusive clean sheet still remains, conceding with 15 minutes to go. First half was a real non-event, not much happening at all on a shocking pitch, really bobbly. They nearly paid the price, Hastings. They like to play out from the back, and they got caught out. Bradley Stevenson was gifted a chance, but he just couldn't sort his feet out, and Hastings got away with it. But Bidwicky got to a dream start in the start of the second half when Frankie Merrifield was brought down and Bradley Stevenson clinically converted from the spot. That was 1-0, and they were really in control for most of the second half. And then, as I say, that frailty in the back cost them 15 minutes to go. Tommy Fagg got down the right, beat his man too easily, and his cross was on a plate for Will Harley. He couldn't miss, and he didn't. It was 1-1. And then the game fizzled out again. Bidwicky were really knocked by that blow, and they didn't look like they were going to get back in front and had to settle for a point. So playoff hopes still alive, but really they would have been disappointed to have conceded that goal fairly near the end. So it's finished here. We've had a good crowd, 1,605. Hastings United 1, Bidwicky Town 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So Bidwicky didn't manage to win that match, but in terms of defeats, at least they've managed to stop the rot anyway. So looking elsewhere at the ESPN Premier League, Hornchurch fell behind early on at Bognor Regis Town this afternoon, but 2 goals in injury time right at the end in the 5th and 8 minutes of the second half injury time gave the Urchins a 2-1 lead. Liam Nash and Lewis Manor the scorers of those goals. So that leaves Hornchurch 9 points clear at the top of the table of Chatham Town, who beat struggling Concord Rangers by 2 goals to 1 this afternoon. Concord moved back down to 21st place in the table. Kingstonian, the only side below them. Hammergate, Borough and Margate, the other side's in the drop zone. Billericay Town, after that, remained fourth behind Wingate and Finchley, who won this afternoon. Horsham lost against Carl Shorten Athletic, but they remain in fifth place in the playoff spots. Final result for Hashtag this afternoon, winning 4-2 against Margate. They are up to 10th. And disappointment for Canary Island, though. They lost 2-0 at home to Wingate and Finchley. And after that result, they are in 15th place. Moving on to step four. Just looking at the Isthmian North. Incidentally, there was no game today for Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1. Central Abbey currently in third place in that league. Brentwood Town continued their impressive run of results. They're in fourth place after beating Enfield by a goal to nil. Lowestoft Town, Felixstowe, Walton and Bury Town, the only sides above them. Bowers and Pitsy also in the playoff spots. They had a really good win, 3-0 at Malden and Tiptree. Elsewhere, it was Basildon United 2, Grays Athletic 1. Brightling Sea Region and New Salamis still playing. I think that was there was delay in that game. Daniel Brock scoring what could be a last-minute winner for Brightling Sea. That's still in second-half injury time, though. Haybridge Smiths picked up a point away to Felixstowe and Walton United. And Redbridge won 2-0 at Walthamstowe. Defeat for Witham Town. They lost 2-0 at home to Bury Town. So looking down from the top five, Basildon United are in sixth, Haybridge Smiths are seventh, Walthamstowe are eighth, Walton Tiptree are ninth, Brightling Sea Region as it stands at tenth, Witham Town 11th, Redbridge 15 after that win at Walthamstowe, and Grays Athletic after their defeat at Basildon United, they remain in 17th place. Still got Essex Senior League and Thurlow Nunn results to come, and this is your local rugby results as well. Just before I go to the travel, let's have a look at what's happening in the Grand Prix now. We're up to lap 11. Lando Norris has taken the lead in his Ferrari. He's gone ahead, his McLaren, he's gone ahead of Red Bull's Max Verstappen. And Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes is now in third place. Oliver Bearman, by the way, has switched from softs to hards, and he is still in the 11th place that he started in. Right now, the time is 27 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update for the day here on Phoenix 98 FM. A lot of the issues which were affecting traffic earlier on the roads have now been resolved. However, it is still busy on Ingrave Road in Brentwood, going towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay High Street has eased up now, though. Still some slow-moving traffic on the M11 London Bound between Junctions 5 and 4. And still some slow traffic goes towards the Army and Navy in Chelmsford on the Baddow Bypass. A couple of hotspots in Southend. These are both near Roots Hall. Probably people heading to the Southend United Dagenham and Redbridge match. Victoria Avenue is slow southbound between Cuckoo Corner and the junction for West Street and East Street. And the 127 eastbound Prince Avenue is slow between the Student Way, that's the Tesco roundabout, and Cuckoo Corner. Elsewhere, meanwhile, on public transport C2C, there are currently engineering works between Barking and Pitsy. Services are being diverted to Fenchurch Street, so check on those before you travel. All good on the Elizabeth Line and the London Overground. DLR has no service all weekend between Canning Town and Stratford International. Advice is to use the Jubilee Line services instead. Although there are some hotspots on the London Underground still. Severe delay still between Leytonstone and Epping due to train cancellations. Minor delays on the rest of the Central Line. No service all weekend on the Circle Line between Edgware Road and Tower Hill. and minor delays still on the Hammersmith and City line due to train cancellations. Right, time for the post-match warm-down very shortly, just after I've done this.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
You're invited to attend the Billericay Community Open Day at the Chantry Centre in Billericay on Friday the 22nd of March. You can come along to meet with local clubs and organisations to find out about volunteering opportunities within the community, support and wellbeing and social activities. Entry is free and refreshments will be available. If you go on Facebook.com and have a look on Billericay Town Council's page, you can find some information about that there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So now at the time at 5:30, a mellow selection, an American mellow selection on this week's post-match warm down.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool, and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
Yeah. sincere, looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That was a nice mellow selection for this week's post-match warm down. Started off with America and A Horse With No Name. Billy Joel, She's Always a Woman. And finally, Gordon Lightfoot and Sundown. Hope you enjoyed those three. I'll have another warm down for you next week. Lots still to cram in, so let's have a look at what's happening. Plays underway at the Emirates in the Premier League. No goals so far between Arsenal and Brentford. No goals at Roots Hall either, where it's Southend United 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 0 in the National League. And that match has started at 5:30. Great start for Manchester United women away to Brighton and Hove Albion women in the Women's FA Cup quarterfinals. They took a 2-0 lead in the first 17 minutes thanks to goals from Millie Turner and Nikita Paris, and that is the current score. In the Six Nations, it's half time at Twickenham and Ireland have edged back in front with Crowley, Jack Crowley, for scoring four penalties for Ireland, and they are currently winning by 12 points to 8. And getting back to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, I can tell you that Max Verstappen is back in front. His Red Bull teammate Sergio Perez just behind him. And Lando Norris, who had briefly taken the lead, has dropped to third. And Oliver Bearman, 18-year-old Essex driver who is making history today. He has moved up a couple of places as well in his Ferrari, where he's coming for Carlos Sainz. He is in ninth place. Ferrari's other driver, Charles Leclerc, is currently in fourth. Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes, he is currently in fifth place. Just one local rugby result this afternoon. There's a full programme next week, although the season is starting to draw to a close. That match was in Counties 1, Essex, where it finished Epping Upper Clapton 38, Chingford 14. And in the racing, meanwhile, a few more results. 5:05 at Hereford. That was won by, no it wasn't, it was the 505 at Gammon Park, I'm sorry. Number one, Anabix, priced at 7-2. Second was number two, Early Doors, priced at 5-2. And third was number six, The West's Awake, priced at 25-1. Six ran, Ramillies, the 5-6 favourites, only managed to finish fourth. And the last race of the afternoon at Hereford was the 5:12. First was number 10, Queen's Melody, priced at 4-1. Second was number 11, Walker Dina, 85-40 favourite. And third was number 4, Jenna Dordriers, or something. French horse, in case you were wondering, priced at 4-1. It's been that sort of show today. 13 ran in that race. Still a couple more results to come. There's an evening meeting just up the road at Chelmsford City Racecourse at Great Leeds. There was a race at 5:30. Not got the results of that one yet, though. But I have got some more football results for you from the Essex Senior League and the Thurlow Nun Leagues. And I'm going to run through those for you shortly.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This one has just come through. It's been a goal at Roots Hall in the match that kicked off at 5.30. Il Classico between Southend United and Dagenham and Redbridge. I understand the Daggers have taken the lead. Not sure who the scorer is at the moment. I'll see if I can find that out shortly. In the meantime, I'm going to run through the Essex Senior League results from this afternoon. There were four matches. Barking beat Athletic New 2-1. Buckhurst Hill beats Hakeley by 2-0. It finished FC Clacton 2, Holbridge Sports 5, and Husted Town 0, Sporting Bengal United 4. Tilbury, who didn't play today, remained 11 points clear at the top. Wolford Town, second. They incidentally beat Frenford 3-1 last night. Romford, who of course were in VAR's action today, third. Barking fourth. And Sporting Bengal United, after that win at Housted this afternoon, they are in fifth place. Meanwhile, also at step five in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there was a very good win for Stansted. They beat Biggleswade United 5-3 at home this afternoon, and that result took them up to 12th place in the table, which I think is the highest they've been all season, actually. And moving on to step six, third London Division 1 South, finished Harlow Town 1, Dunmow Town 1, Brimsdown 1, Enfield Borough 1, Wembley Rovers 2, Benfleet 1-3-0 at Hoddesdon Town, Hutton edged out Clapton Community winning by 3-2 at New Lodge, Hackney Wick 1-2-0 away to North West London, it finished Parkview 2, Basildon Town 2, Southend Manor 0, May and Baker 1, and Barkingside 1-2 one away to Tower Hamlets. Benfleet are now top of the table, albeit on goal difference after that win. Harlow Town a second, Hutton third, Wormley fourth, and Clapton Community remain in fifth place. As for the Essex sides involved in the third London Division 1 North this afternoon, there was a defeat for Stanway Pegasus. They lost 2-1 away to Needham Market under-23s. Holland also lost 2-1. They were at home to Hull Beach United. But it was a win for Harwich and Parkstone, who travelled out to Ipswich to face Witton United, and they managed a 2-0 victory. The big match of the day was the top two, Great Yarmouth Town and Framingham Town, by the way, and Great Yarmouth won that one by 2-0. So they go a point clear of Framingham at the top of the table. Stanway a third, Holland fourth, Harwich and Parkstone are in fifth place. And getting back to the Grand Prix, the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, where Oliver Bearman is making history as the youngest Briton to ever race in a Grand Prix today. And he's doing pretty well as well, coming in ninth place in his Ferrari. He's coming for Carlos Sainz, who had to pull out due to illness. Max Verstappen still in front on lap 27. His Red Bull teammate Sergio Perez is second. Charles Leclerc and the other Ferrari is third. Lando Norris of McLaren and Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes are currently fourth and fifth, respectively. Just getting back to the match at Roots, who I can say it was Ryan Hill who put Dagenham and Redbridge in front in that National League game. And there's been a goal at the Emirates as well. It's Arsenal 1, Brentford 0. Declan Rice has scored for the Gunners in the 19th minute. So as things stand, that means that the Gunners will go top of the table. And in racing, meanwhile, at 5:30 at Chelmsford, the opening meeting there this evening was won by number 4, Optic, priced at 15-2. Second was number 9, Calcutta Dream, priced at 7-2. And also in that race, Kingswell, number 7, priced at 8-1, came in third. There were a total of 7 runners there. And one more, the 5:35 at Wolverhampton. First was number 3, Q's Likely, priced at 14-1. And second was number 2, second was number 6, sorry, Miguel, priced at 5-1. Third was number 4, Quite Resolved, the 10-11 favourite. There were a total of 6 runners in that race. Just going to talk boxing briefly as well, because Anthony Joshua was in action in Saudi Arabia last night against Francis Ngannou. And Ngannou says he has no plans to walk away from boxing despite suffering a heavy defeat to Joshua. The MMA fighter was stopped in 2 rounds in a one-sided fight. He's 37 years old and has 2 losses in 2 matches. But he's dismissed any suggestion of returning permanently to MMA. Briton Joshua, who's now 34, produced a destructive performance against Ngannou, who 4 months ago took WBC champion Tyson Fury 10 rounds in a narrow defeat. So a good win for Anthony Joshua. Cecilia and Kylie Minogue, this is Dance Alone.
Late at night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last roll, there's a door, I'm all for, I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay. There's nothing.
In the Six Nations, Twickenham is currently 8, England 8, Ireland 17. And that is it for me. Another Phoenix Sport has flown by and come to an end. I'm going to make way for Xanthi, who's going to be along. Xanthi, oh my God, I've got everything wrong today. I can't even get the female presenters. Right, it's Mandy Cullen, of course, with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I shall be back on Thursday night between 7 and 8 for the non-league hour. I hope you can join me then. Thank you for your company this afternoon. Thank you to Andy Gardner for his reports down on the Sussex coast on Hastings United's draw with Billericay Town. Hope you have a safe journey home, Andy. And I shall be back, as I say, Thursday and next Saturday afternoon, all being well, with another edition of Phoenix Sport between 3 and 6 p.m. I'm going to sign off now with Diana Ross and Upside Down. Take care and a very good night to you.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.